Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Professor Tim Roberts, director of the Tom Farrell Institute for the Environment, is at a meeting, so we've managed to drag him out of the meeting to have a quick chat. Biodiversity Month, and look, this is always a contentious topic, especially among cat lovers. We know that foxes are a problem in the community, wild dogs definitely, but cat lovers have issues, but they do cause problems. Good morning.
Morning, Todd, and you're absolutely right. The feral cats are a huge problem in Australia. An absolutely devastating problem for birds and for a whole lot of species that were here before the cats came and are no longer here now. So we've got, by estimates around the world, cats and rats and foxes have killed off 60% of all of the extinctions that have occurred, and here in Australia, it's looking like the same sort of thing, and what we need to do is to encourage everybody to put in place a control on their cat, a control on the breeding of their cat, as well as allow the extermination of the cats in the wild as well as the foxes in the wild.
It's a problem, isn't it? Because we know that that wonderful Labrador, which is so docile, or that wonderful cat that wouldn't, you know, lift a paw, it only takes a little bit of time in the wild, and they do go back. They do have that DNA blueprint, don't they?
Well, not only that, they've got to feed themselves, don't they? And it's number one basic instinct is to fill your stomach, and cats are very good at it, dogs are very good at it, foxes are exceedingly good at it, and what we're worried about most of all are these small marsupials that have been cleaned up, because these animals were the ones that were involved in living primarily off the underground mushrooms, the truffles that are associated with the health of the trees, and their digging would make the soil more porous, the rain would go in into the soil, and so those small mammals did wondrous job for Australia, and many, many, many of them have been cleaned up by the wild cats, the wild dogs, and the foxes. And so Biodiversity Month, if we want to keep our biodiversity front and central for these 30 days in our minds, we need to look at how we can stop more and more of our animals being, native animals being cleaned up by these predators, these ferals.
You threw the rats into the mix there. We know that foxes and dogs and cats have been a problem, but what do we do about rats? That must be so hard.
The rats are also a big problem, but particularly when you're looking at birds, where the rats can get at the nestlings as well as the eggs in the nest. And so if you've got a ground-laying species of bird, the rats are a real problem. And if you think of the penguins and how few penguins we've now got around the place, those beautiful little fairy penguins that are so fantastic round the Manly Wharf, if you've got a whole lot of cats and a whole lot of rats living in the rocks around the sea,
something's
then
got
you're
to give.
Likely to have the little penguins surviving.
Okay, Tim, it's a big issue, and it's something that's not going to be solved overnight. Biodiversity Month, turning the spotlight on it. Thanks for your time. We'll have a chat to you next Tuesday.
Pleasure, Todd. Bye-bye.
Always finger on the pulse. It's true, isn't it? It's such a difficult thing, and we know there are a lot of people who love their cats, and a lot of cat owners do the right thing, but, they often want to please their owners by getting out and showing that they can bring home the food, and sometimes it's not always the mice. Professor Tim Roberts, director of the Tom Farrell Institute for the Environment.
2NURFM 103.7.